You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, despite a reportedly growing Texas economy, the state's budget chief is warning lawmakers that the budget could be tight again next legislative session. This comes after a session where state budget writers resorted to a couple of accounting tricks to help free up more money. Joining us now is Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager. Comptroller Hager, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be with you again.
So you've told lawmakers the next budget will likely have to mirror the one crafted in 2017, contending with restricted revenue resulting from the spending trends of the state. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at the state economy overall, obviously Texas took a little bit of a GDP hit with Hurricane Harvey. Obviously, a lot of destruction, a lot of people have been displaced, a lot of individuals are trying to pick up the pieces. If you look at Texas as the 10th largest economy in the world, a $1.7 trillion economy, our economy is moving along at quite a rapid pace right now. We're moving back to our normal trend. Third quarter of last year, we had 5% GDP growth. We've got unemployment below 4%, which is the lowest that we've had in four decades. Mm-hmm. So overall, the Texas economy is continuing to grow. However, the constraints on the spending side and looking at the next legislative budget is going to be significantly tighter for a variety of factors. One, we're putting more money into roads, which we need to. Texas is growing, and that's very critical. However, because of the last budget, that puts some constraints. Also, the legislature is going to have to put some more money into Medicaid when they get back into session, which is a supplemental appropriation. So the supplemental budget needs that will be there for the legislature when they get back in January, as well as some of the other constraints, will end up being a tighter budget, even though if you look at the health of the economy is moving well, like I was saying, with lower unemployment, GDP growth, oil and gas production is significantly improved compared to what it was to the low. Manufacturing is increasing. Construction jobs are increasing. So the overall economy is doing really well. But I wanted to remind them that even though that is occurring, next session is probably going to be another difficult session.
So what are your recommendations for lawmakers when they go to craft this next budget?
Well, part of it is, as I always mention, a year out of session is my job is to begin to manage expectations about what we see is coming up. Now, obviously, you don't know what the global economy is going to do. So we have a little bit of time before we get into session. But the fact is, one, being aware that the constraints are going to be there. So that way, they're cognizant of what's coming about and making sure that we look at all the different angles of the budget where we can be more efficient, more effective with the dollars, and make sure that we're making wise choices, not just for today, but for the next 10 and 20 years, because we want to make sure that we continue to build roads, water infrastructure, and all the things that we need to have this healthy economy continue to grow.
I think Texans hear us talking about, you know, how Texas has continued to do well as compared to the rest of the U.S., how we have this, you know, enormous rainy day fund just sitting there, and they think, well, why can't we just pay for everything that we want with the rainy day fund and how well we're doing? How do you answer that question?
Yeah, if you look at our rainy day fund or economic stabilization fund, it roughly has almost $11 billion in it, which is a significant amount of money. But you also have to keep in understanding that out of roughly $108 billion a year budget, that's only 10% of the entire budget. So the point being is it's there for the economic downturns. It's there to use for Hurricane Harvey, which all of leadership, legislature, most of them have said that is something very reasonable to use. So you need to be able to use it. But the point being, once you use it, it goes back to zero and starts all over again. Mm-hmm. So it's there for the time being. I've said the legislature is undoubtedly going to use part of it next session. They need to use part of it next session. And with oil and gas production continuing to increase, we're continuing to put money into that fund because that's the source of revenue for it. So it's there to use. But again, the point being is it is only 10% of the entire annual budget. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very large in size, but comparison to the size of the state, the size of the budget, because of the size of the state, it's relatively small overall.
Do you see lawmakers having to use any accounting tricks, kind of taking from one agency to fund another this next session, or do you kind of recommend against those sorts of things?
Well, I think always we're wise not to use accounting tricks if we can, but if we use tricks to, say, for example, in our own household or our own budget, if we decide to speed up a payment on a house note or a car note, or if we delay something a day to move it to another calendar year for a budget purpose in a business, people make those decisions, but you have to be transparent You have to be extremely open and make sure that the taxpayers know what you're doing with their dollars. And I think we'll be able to get through this. Texas has had these types of budgets before, but the one blessing that we do have is we have a healthy economy, and we're going to be able to continue to grow in this state, and the legislature is going to be able to meet what they have to next legislative session, I have no doubt.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager, thank you again.
Yeah, great to be with you again. Thank you a lot. Have a great day.